Welcome back. Mankind has explored the depths of the oceans and peered into the starry heavens. As deep and mysterious as the bottom of the ocean is, so is the vastness of space to the mind of man. We look for answers to some of life's questions in the darkness of water and in the universe. But the answers that we are looking for are only echoed by creation. The source, the true source, is in God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, as Genesis 1 verse 1 says. In fact, all of the Bible gives us the answers to everything we need to know, and doesn't give the answers to things that we shouldn't know, at least for now. Not having the answer to everything that we wonder about doesn't mean that God is in error, though. He knows when we should be told the answer and when we just need to trust Him. Children may not be given the answer by their parents to all of their questions, but that doesn't mean that the parents don't know the answers. They know that their children may not be able to handle the answer just yet. Some doubt that God exists because they haven't received the answer they asked of God concerning what has bothered them the most. Just because our parents couldn't give us the answer, since we were not able to comprehend it yet, does that mean they never existed? Of course not. That would be ridiculous. But people do that to God, whether they realize it or not. One day, we will know the answer to all of life's questions in heaven. But for now, we just have to trust God who created everything and us in perfect form, before sin brought death and decay into our world and made what was once perfect into the imperfect and flawed creation that we are right now. With this in mind, let's look at the subject of the depths. It's a unique subject, I'll admit that, but God knows what He is doing, and I trust that He will use this message to help and encourage someone who hears it. First, let's consider what depth is defined as. It can be the distance from the top or surface to the bottom of something. This would be the case with the ocean that covers 2/3 of all the earth, and all marine life teeming within it. But let me throw this out there to you as well. This could be the truth concerning the immediate atmosphere that we live in and breathe the air of on this earth. Going into the depths of space in order to find the answers to the questions we may have so that we may get to the bottom of the subject about our world. The edge of the universe could be our depth in this case. Another definition of depth includes the quality of being intense or extreme, especially when it comes to the great detail in which we study both the ocean and space. It can definitely be intense or extreme when we try to find the truth behind the whys and the hows of the reason behind what we have a question about concerning creation. There may be some great theories about how everything became the way that it is now. There are some who believe that there is no bottom of the ocean, so much that they call it an abyss, which means it's a deep or seemingly bottomless chasm. Some believe that there is no end to the edge of the universe. Thoughts like these can bend the mind and cause us to lose all sense of reasoning because we cannot explain them. Yet, God not only knows the answer to everything, He also has everything under control. Nothing is too deep or too high for God. He fills the vast expanse of space, yet fits into the heart of a born-again man, woman, and child with comfortable ease. This is important because when it comes to the depths of the things that we experience in life, He knows the answer to all of them, plus can easily teach us with the help of His Holy Spirit so that we will be able to contain it in our heart, even with our mind being held in wonder. Now, let's go into the depths of our life and see just how God does this. When we go through things in our life, and we will, The first thing people usually do is to cry out to God. Psalms 130 verse 1 says, "Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord." We may find ourselves in what seems like a bottomless pit, surrounded by the dark trouble that clouds our minds, and we look to the one whom we are familiar with and pour our soul out to him. We know he is able to help us with our situation. Whether he helps us out of it or helps us get through it, he is still the same loving God who will never leave us nor abandon us, as Hebrews 13 verse 5 states. He can reach to the lowest depths and deliver us. Psalms 86 verse 13 says that God delivers our soul from the lowest hell. When we ask God for help through the name of Jesus, he honors the power that he vested in that name. Jesus is our Redeemer. He has, by his love, redeemed us from the deathly works of Satan and now holds us until the time we go home to be with him. That is, if we have accepted the death of his Son on the cross as a substitute for our sins. Paul said in Romans 8, verse 38 through 39, "I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." His love for us is so much that, when we go down into the depths of trouble in this earthly life, he is there to help. Why do we have to go through troubles at times on this earth? The answer is that we have the spiritual life of God in a natural world where Satan has some authority. And because of this, he may come against those who have the life of God in them. But this shouldn't make us cower down into a hole and hope the devil will not come after us. He's going to anyway. But Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, that in this world we will have tribulation, but Jesus has overcome it. No matter what Satan brings against us, we will have the final victory through Christ Jesus. Whether we get the victory here on this earth or in heaven, we will have it. Someone may ask, "What about the depths of trouble that I brought on myself through sin?" In times like that, we may feel like the prophet Jonah, who did not do what God said for him to do and instead ran from him. The book by his name says that God caused a whale to swallow him. Jonah said in chapter 2, "I have been cast out of your sight, O Lord, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul the depth closed around me." We may feel like our betrayal, like the Apostle Peter's in the four Gospels, is just too much for God to want to have anything to do with this anymore. However, his word says in Psalms 103 verse 17 that his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. The only thing that we have to do is to repent from our heart. He has promised in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is no depth of trouble brought on by Satan, nor no sin brought on by our own disobedience that can be too much for God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 has promised that the Lord's hand is not too short that it cannot save you, neither his ear too deaf to hear you call. Also, Psalm 71 verse 20 says that even though we suffer much hardship, the Lord will restore us to life again and lift us up from the depths of the earth. The depths of the earth refer to the feeling like we are buried by our troubles, as though we were as good as dead. But the resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead works just as much and is just as powerful in our lives now as it did back then. If this were not true, then Scripture would be a lie. When in Isaiah chapter 55, God said that as the heavens are higher than the earth, His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Also, Romans 11, verse 33 says of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and how unfathomable and untraceable are his ways. For every person who has experienced the depths of despair, there are many others who can testify to the awesome and amazing power of God to deliver us all out of any depth of trouble that we may find ourselves in. He's still the God of rescue. All you have to do is ignore the lies being vomited out from the devil's mouth and instead believe the truth that you hear coming from the Lord's voice. God's word echoes what he has said, is saying, and will always say. Now let's look at the other depth, and that is of God. Looking at Romans 11:33 again, let's consider the first part of that verse, which says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Now, I know that most people in church, when they hear the word riches, start to think about tangible items such as money, houses, cars, electronic devices, and so on. Jesus said in Luke 12:21 that no one can lay up for themselves earthly treasure, but they are not rich toward God. So tangible items, although they may be good at times, they're not riches. But here the scripture defines true riches. They are the wisdom and knowledge of God. Money can rescue us from earthly trouble, but only God can rescue us from trouble in our spirit and in our soul. The riches of God's wisdom and knowledge are so deep that the rest of Romans 11:33 state that they are past finding out. This means that they cannot be searched out nor comprehended by the mind of man. The most intelligent man, at least by human standard, will never come into comparison with God's wisdom and knowledge. Just when someone thinks that they know a lot of what God knows, or even, through vain thoughts, think that they know as much as God, then they are going to have a very rude awakening when they stand before God on Judgment Day. As we cannot search out and find the edge of the universe, even with today's technology, so we will never be able to know everything about God. Just when I seem to understand a lot about something that the Lord has taught me, he opens my heart and mind to see that there is so much more that I need to learn. I don't believe that we will ever know all that God knows, even when we go to heaven. But that should never be a problem. As long as we look to God for the answers, knowing that he knows them, we do not have to worry about coming up short of understanding everything in life. He has made it so that he will always be our Father God, and we will always be like children who look to their parents for the answers and the help that may be needed. We may, at times, come up short in our efforts to help our natural children, but God never will when it comes to his spiritual children. The depth of his wisdom and knowledge are a comfort to us. As Psalms 23 verse 1 says of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is our shepherd, I shall not lack in anything I need. Dependence upon our Lord can take us into the depths of his loving care for us and will keep us from being stuck in the depths of this earthly life that the devil may dig for us to fall into. Father God, I pray that those who are struggling in this earthly life will place their trust in you, the living God, who knows how to rescue everyone from the depths of trouble by the depths of your wisdom and knowledge. May they believe in you, even though they may not understand how you will do it. All they have to do is to believe in your love for them and your strong desire to help them, even in the worst of trouble, no matter how it came upon them. May they experience the joy of safety as found in Psalm chapter 91 in your word. And may you receive all of the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.